With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Winter silent sports trails are open across the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Conditions vary greatly depending on where you go. Katie Thorson gives us an update on the trails and some changes in the National Forest this year due to COVID.
This winter has been lacking in snow across much of the Northwoods, but there are still plenty of places to go for cross-country skiing, fat tire biking, and snowshoeing. Within the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, your best bets are in the northwestern portions of the forest towards Iron, Ashland, and Bayfield counties. Chad Jacobson is the West Zone Recreation Program Manager for the forest.
We have a few trails up in the northern part of the West Zone that have much better conditions that range more from the fair to good category is how we would describe it.
If you do plan to head out into the forest this winter, there are some changes. The normal warming huts found at Valhalla Recreation Area, the Wintergreen Trails, and the Anvil Lake Recreation Area are closed this year due to COVID-19 precautions. Instead, there will be some fire rings and firewood available outdoors for people to build a warming fire.
You know, we want everyone to recreate responsibly, try to stay as local as possible when choosing, you know, a site to visit this year. The forest is urging our visitors to take the precautions that are recommended by the CDC. And follow all the local and state guidelines for social distancing and face coverings and things like that.
With colder temperatures closer to usual Wisconsin winters in the forecast, Jacobson also reminds people to plan ahead and bring appropriate gear. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest updates trail conditions every Friday. We have a link on our website, WXPR.org. When gray wolves were taken off the endangered species list, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced a hunt would take place in November, but several state legislators say they want it now. In a three-page letter to the Natural Resources Board, lawmakers requested the hunting season happen immediately. The chairman of the board said they want to be thorough before rushing to start a hunt. He scheduled an emergency meeting to discuss how to move forward. That took place this morning. Frederick Preen is the DNR board chair.
Hopefully we can find a balance in the middle and we can make a decision after testimony on Friday that's in the best interest of the resource of Wisconsin, which is truly our goal. It's not to please one side or the other side, it's to manage the pack.
It's been over 60 days since wolves were removed from the endangered species list. That's why hunters in our area are not sure why a hunt needs to be delayed any longer. Mike Brust is the president of the Wisconsin Bowhunters Association. He said his main concern is managing the wolf population.
It's become a real problem for a lot of people. People are losing their farms. They're afraid to let their kids out in their backyard. It's become a really difficult situation, and it could be solved quite easily.
At last count, there were about 1,000 wolves in Wisconsin. A state advisory committee is recommending grocery store workers and transit bus drivers be added to the list of people in Wisconsin in the next phase of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Teachers, adults 65 and older, first responders, and some others already make up that list of recommendations. Altogether, that's more than 1.6 million Wisconsinites. After the committee gives its recommendations, it's up to the Department of Health Services to make the final determination. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is the chief medical officer.
Acknowledging that our goal is to immunize everybody. We want everyone to get a vaccine. But in the era of scarcity, what is the most public health good that we can do with how we allocate our earlier rather than later vaccines?
The advisory committee considers CDC recommendations as well as public input as it makes its recommendations. The committee got more than 5,000 public comments after it issued a draft plan last week. More than a third of Wisconsin law enforcement agencies that responded to a new survey said they don't use body cameras. The State Department of Justice released findings from a November survey of more than 500 agencies. Of the 434 agencies which responded to the request, 160 said they do not use body cameras. About 270 said they did. Three-quarters of those agencies reported they have enough cameras so that every officer has a dedicated device. Other departments said officers exchange cameras during shift changes, and not every officer uses one. Our forecast, partly sunny today with a high near 12. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 6 below, wind chills between 10 and 15 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 21. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.